Calling all detectives. Some people have strange ideas of protection. I once had a case that involved a thief being set to catch a thief. That is the situation on this page from my casebook. The casebook of Jerry Browning, private detective. A private detective like me, Jerry Browning, never believes in old sayings. As for instance, set a thief to catch a thief.
Jerry Browning, turn that thing off!
I yanked at some wires and stopped the awful racket.
What should it affect, Hank Browning?
Well, Mr. Lerner, this super special burglar alarm is awfully sensitive. Dust spots in front of the photoelectric eye must have tripped the alarm. Lerner's mouth tightened into an angry line.
Well, get it out of here. Hey, won't you have anything in my house?
I groaned. Oh, but Mr. Lerner, now that you own the Blue Wonder, you've got to protect it. A diamond like that, 22 carats. Every crook in the country is drooling at the thought of it right this minute. Lerner smiled.
I'm a simple man, Browning. Made $3 million with one simple rule. Buy cheap, sell dear. I live by rules. Early to bed, early to rise. A stitch in time saves nine. No 100 of them.
That's fine, Mr. Lerner. But what's it got to do with protecting the Blue Wonder?
There's a maxim to cover every situation. In this case, it's set a thief to catch a thief.
You're joking.
Browning, nobody with $3 million ever jokes. Go out, find me a clever jewel thief. I'll pay him enough to be honest, and to protect me from other thieves.
I walked to the door, shook my head. Okay, Mr. Lerner, have it your way. But don't forget another famous saying. Experience is a dear school, but fools will learn in no other. An eccentric millionaire wanted to hire a thief to protect him from other thieves. Well, an assignment is an assignment. I found the man I was looking for, Velvet Joe Acton, at a waterfront bar. I walked up to him, put my hand on his shoulder.
It's a lie! I didn't throw it! I got an alibi!
Velvet turned around and gave me a sick smile.
Honest, Jerry! Whatever it is, I ain't guilty!
Relax, Velvet. How would you like to make an honest buck, guarding the Blue Wonder?
Sure. I mean, sure!
All the way back to Lerner's house, Velvet kept assuring me that he was getting old and slowing down, that he thought of going straight several times. Okay, Velvet. And don't forget, I'll be around, too. After a long cross-examination of Velvet, Mr. Lerner appeared satisfied that I'd picked the right man. He led the way to a safe. And let us see the Blue Wonder in all its blazing beauty. While Velvet and I were examining it, Lerner strolled over to a table that held a white crystal vase filled with flowers. He picked a tiny rosebud, put it in his lapel, then faced us again.
That will be all, Burning. Velvet will stay here as custodian of the Blue Wonder.
I was paid for such work as I'd done and gave the thing no further thought for about a week when I got a phone call from Velvet. Mr. Lerner, it seemed, was at that moment entertaining a guest who said he wanted to buy the Blue Wonder, and who Velvet thought he recognized as Pierre Sutton, an international jewel thief. Okay, Velvet, don't let this character leave until I get there. I parked my car, went on upstairs, opened the door, and found Velvet holding a gun on both Lerner and his guest.
Boy, am I glad you got here, Jerry. The Blue Wonder's gone. There's a cinch one of them two has it, because I haven't.
I walked up, took the gun from Velvet. Both Lerner and his guest relaxed.
Browning, I was a fool to hire this man. You were right. He's a thief and always will be.
How do you like that? And me straight for a whole week.
The one I was interested in was the guest, a dapper little man with a waxed, pointed mustache.
I suggest, monsieur, that you search us all. In fact, I insist to end the suspicion.
I gave him a cold stare. Mister, maybe you've been searched before, but not the way you'll be this time. And that goes for you, Velvet. And you too, Mr. Lerner. I searched all three, found nothing. Nobody had been out of the room since the Blue Wonder disappeared. So I searched the room. Nothing again. The Blue Wonder had simply vanished.
No, monsieur. Since it is evident I have not Mr. Leonard's jewel, I must insist you permit me to leave. Jerry, I tell you, the guy's a crook. Don't let him go.
I grinned. He can go, Velvet. He hasn't got the Blue Wonder. In fact, we'll all go and lock up this room. In the morning, I'll get an electronic carbon-sensitive detectograph from the police lab, and we'll find the diamond. That calmed Lerner, which pretty well convinced me that he hadn't stolen his own diamond for its insurance value. I locked the windows and took the key to the library door. Locked that. You go on up to bed, Mr. Lerner. I'll take Velvet and this gentleman downtown. As soon as I dropped my passengers, I turned the car around and headed back to Lerner's place as fast as I could. I had plenty of reason for hurrying. That stuff about an electronic carbon detector was strictly comic book stuff that existed only in my imagination. I was sure the blue diamond was still in Lerner's library, and that whoever had hidden it would be back for him. It isn't exactly housebreaking when you pry up a basement window in your own client's house for the purpose of protecting him. I got to the library, unlocked, and then locked the door behind me. Went in, sat down, played my flashlight cautiously around. The Blue Wonder was in here. Not in any ordinary hiding place. If there was an electronic carbon detector graph in my brain, now was the time for it to start working. Hours later, I was sitting in an easy chair in a corner of the dark room, and I heard the window being forced. The intruder went straight for the white crystal flower vase. No use fishing that water. The Blue Wonder isn't there anymore, Pierre. He took a shot at where he thought I was, and after that, he belonged to me. He'd palmed the Blue Wonder, and then hid it in the perfect place, in a crystal vase of water. Diamonds are invisible in water. If you don't think so, try it. But be sure you try it with your own diamonds, because these days, that's the first place a smart detective will look. Well, Lerner sold the Blue Wonder. Having it around made him jumpy after that experience, but he's still got Velvet working for him as a personal companion. Like I said, when you're on the lookout for stolen jewels, sometimes you even uncover a diamond in the rough. Listen next time to Calling All Detectives, Mystery Drama, Mystery Quiz, and a chance for you to match wits with yours truly, Jerry Browning, Private Detective.